This is Diane Roberts, bringing you fresh new writing from Florida State University. Chris Mink is a Southerner and a poet and keen observer. Here's his Wildlife.
Would you believe me if I told you I didn't laugh when you face-planted in front of my sensible sedan? That I was concerned for your well-being? That the sound was not of tightened muscle and flailing bone meeting blacktop, but an unnerving thwack, like an ice cream truck that free-falls into concrete? You, baby pink surrounded by those hatefully tanned toothpicks of your Kyo sisters, you who knows how to hold whiskey as I know the amorous language of sea turtles or what seafaring enemies scrawled bitter notes into their shells. Would it make a difference if I said I drove to work in league with a half-listening radio scratch, the 100 years conversation of scythe and shoulder, repeat some faded confession like shoe polish memorials on a pickup truck's back window, Bubba died for all us, and can't say he didn't, that had I been on my way to a molded barroom forgiveness at 7 a.m., had I been from here, this northern section of what northerners call Florida, had I been a decade and a half younger, dumb to the dark circles coal-pitted under my eyes, grinning ruthlessly from one eloquent hallucinogen to another, knowing every single bead of sweat by name and rank, had I seen people at every corner and sidewalk hustle off to work the way roaches scatter from sudden illumination and thought them dead already, corporate this and all variety of ill-informed hick spit I practiced silently in bathroom mirrors, lip services, smooth hands on sink podiums, had that not been me instead in my car this morning on my way to my very own death, I'd have been with you, martyr day morning crawl.
Chris Mink, a doctoral candidate in creative writing at FSU.